It's time again for StoryCorps, the National Oral History Project that travels the country collecting your stories. Interviews are archived at the Library of Congress, and excerpts are played here on Morning Edition. This week, we hear from cousins James Ransom and Sherry Johnson. The two recently interviewed each other at StoryCorps and reminisced about time spent at their grandparents' house in Bradenton, Florida. The extended family would gather there on weekends and holidays. For the children, these visits included Sunday school at the local Methodist church. Here, James and Sherry remember their neighbor and Sunday school teacher who taught and took care of two generations of the family.
Let's talk about Miss Devine.
Lizzie Devine.
Miss Devine was a wiry lady. She wore summer dresses. She had a bandana and a straw hat. And she was the only person I knew that had more power than my grandmother.
She wasn't a mean person. She was stern.
Stern, yes, very stern.
You know, when she said something, she meant exactly what she said.
Right.
In fact, she was our Sunday school teacher. The only thing that would keep you from going to Sunday school, you had to have one foot on banana peel and the other in the grave.
Absolutely.
That's the only
There's no excuse.
You had to go. One of the things that you prayed for when you were in Ms. Devine's class was, Lord, please let me get old enough to get out of this class. She did the catechism. Who made you? God. Where is God? Everywhere. She went through and said, oh, Lord, have mercy, please.
This Ms. Devine would come in on Sunday mornings to take us to Sunday school. And when I saw her come, Sherry, I thought the leaves would be blowing out the trees and the sky would go black and the clouds would come in. And she'd come in the house one morning and say, good morning, children. And everybody, my mother on down, said, good morning, Miss Devine. And she says, it's time to go to Sunday school this morning, children. I said, Miss Devine, I can't go to Sunday school today. She said, no. I said, no, ma'am. She says, why not? She said, because I said, my mother didn't bring enough clothes for me to go to Sunday school this morning. She said, oh, no. I said, no, ma'am. She said, well, what do you have? What kind of clothes do you have? I said, all I have, Mr. Vine, are my pajamas and my tennis shoes. She said, well, that's okay, honey. Put your tennis shoes on. We go to Sunday school. I looked at my mother, and she looked away, Sherry. Mr. Vine made me walk 2 blocks in my pajamas and my tennis shoes. I had to sit in church with my friends. Doing Sunday school, my pajamas and my tennis shoes. I'm going to tell you, Sherry, I'll never lie to get it.
Ms. Devine was always there to take care of us.
Right.
But when Ms. Devine braided your hair, your eyes went up like this. You had to sleep on soft pillows because, I mean, boy, she had it tight. And Ms. Devine had mango trees all over her yard. But Ms. Devine never brought you a mango until it was rotten. It would smell like liquor. That's when she brought you a mango.
But you know what? That's the kind of stuff that we got growing up. And I'll never forget that.
Cousins James Ransom and Sherry Johnson, from a StoryCorps booth in Sarasota, Florida. These mobile StoryCorps booths are currently in Atlanta and Flagstaff. Make your reservation for an interview at npr.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.